Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We started yesterday talking about this concept of comfort. And comfort can be a good thing in one sense, but it can be a bad thing in another sense. And, you know, today I want to touch on the idea of comfort as an employee. So if you're an employee, you've reached a place of comfort in the work that you do. This is a good thing, right? You should be commended for achieving that place, because what you've done is you've attained something that so many people aspire to, and really very few succeed. You've proven yourself to your bosses. You've proven yourself to the people around you and your colleagues. And chances are, if you're comfortable, you're also very secure in what you do. So this fear of being fired, this fear of poor performance or not being paid as you should, probably isn't there for you anymore because you've got that comfort. So that's the good side. But there's an opportunity cost that comes with that comfort, because you may be at the top of the game in what you do and where you are. And really, there may be nobody there to push you. But it's also important to make sure you step out of that comfort zone, because if you don't step out of that comfort zone, then you're probably not getting any better. You're not improving. So what you want to do is you want to seek out people that have that ability to broaden your skills. So in my situation, you know, my regular day job I do, I've got a unique skill set. And there really aren't people that I work with that do exactly what I do, and certainly at the level that I do it. And so, you know, here's the thing. It's not that I'm this brilliant guy or anything else. It's just that I've spent my 25-year career developing this very specific skill set. So that's really where it comes in for me. So what I try to do now is I look for people from other industries that do what I do, right? Because they will have a different take on it. They'll have some fresh ideas, and they're looking things from a different perspective. And then the other thing I'll do is I will actively attend programs to generate some new ideas that'll help stimulate my growth. So if you're in a situation where you're getting comfortable, push yourself to find people or to find programs that can really help you grow. Now, the other side of things is if you're not comfortable as an employee, you're probably trying to learn as much as you can. And in that case, you're probably focused on becoming a bigger contributor or catching up to a colleague that may have reached that position of comfort. So your initial goal should be to reach that point of comfort. But once you do, reflect on your accomplishments and then look for your next challenge. If you know people that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link. It's joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to get the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about comfort in business. For today, what I want you to think about is your comfort as an employee. If you're where you want to be and you are comfortable, it's time to step outside of that comfort zone a little bit and push yourself. Find people that can help you enhance your skills, even if they're outside your organization. And if you're not yet comfortable, you want to learn as much as you can. Stay focused on the picture you're trying to reach or where you're trying to get to. And that goal is get to that point of comfort. And then once you do, reflect for a moment, take it as a win, and then identify your next challenge.